Guten Abend to this week's Revengerous podcast of stuff. I am one of your hosts, Breshvik Penicillin, along with Dr. Tasty.
You know what? Fuck you.
The Southside Santa.
Hey, I found this Band-Aid that was stuck to me. I don't remember if I got cut or not. Does this smell to you? Sorry.
Commodore Bob.
Hey, how you doing? Everybody up?
Der Kirsch.
Guten Tag.
And the inimitable El Cocho.
Hola, amigos.
We have emerged unscathed from another glorious battle where we were on the brink of death. And that's why, having faced it, having looked at the Lady of Death in the eye sockets, I thought maybe we would have some news items that reflected that. I don't know, how do you guys feel, you know, having faced your own mortality?
Feels good.
Feels real good. Do it every day.
Minty fresh.
Mm-hmm. I feel a little thinner.
You guys are silly, right? With your mortality.
I feel a little thicker. I don't know. It's just different.
Well, a restaurant in Nigeria has had a lot of authorities and news agencies covering them, and it's a very horrifying tale. They were shut down for serving roasted human heads.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, it was in Nigeria, right?
Yeah.
So was it Nigerians that they were eating, or was it like, were they shipping them in?
The imports?
It doesn't say, yeah, if it was, an international cuisine or not. But 11 people were arrested. The owner, 6 women, 4 men. They found blood-soaked heads wrapped in cellophane sheets. Oh, they didn't even find them in a fridge. Like, they were probably, like, lukewarm heads just sitting out. That's really gross.
Right. Also, you want to be able to end up getting all that blood out of there. Otherwise, you're just eating blood clots.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when I eat the face off of a dead Nigerian, I want to be able to, you know, enjoy the full, well-seasoned, properly maintained Nigerian face instead of the blood clots that are all disgusting on that. I mean, that's just gross.
You're such a foodie.
I'm just very curious about the age of the people that were beheaded. Do you have people that are, you know, are they seniors? Are they middle-aged? Do they have like a veal baby head kind of thing?
Veal baby head. We've done stories like that before. No, I don't know, but the local residents said that they always saw, quote, dirty characters coming and going from the hotel. And though there are stories and reports of cannibalism in the area, this is the first time a restaurant there has been booked for selling human meat dishes. This is like
the first
Sweeney
restaurant
Todd.
There.
I mean, I'm sure there's other restaurants. I'm sure there's plenty.
Well, yeah, Nigeria needs to get on the ball, open a new one, start fresh. There's obviously demand.
Yeah, I mean, maybe like a human head, like food truck or something.
That'd be
Those are really popular now.
They really are. So, you know, hey, just bring the food, you know, the human head to you.
And they'd be harder to catch for the authorities.
They really need to get with the times. I mean, they're using these archaic, antiquated methods of head transit, consumption delivery. All of those terms which exist.
I wonder if it's served with cheese.
Don't be disgusting.
Dude!
That's just not kosher. You can't mix meat with dairy.
So all those poor people were dead, consumed by filthy cannibals. Cannibals weird me out, man. I don't know. Eating your own kind. That's a little too taboo for me. I'll eat pretty much anything, but I don't go there. I would rather another beastie eat me, personally.
Well, like, presumably they'd eat you and you'd already be dead.
Maybe.
Instead of, like, being a zombie and they eat you alive.
See, I don't like that either. But in India, a Bengal tiger, a female Bengal tiger, has developed a taste for human meat and has killed 10 people in 6 weeks. Which, I don't know if that's really efficient, but that's pretty good for a tiger. Like, claiming people of all ages prowling around an 80-mile radius and, attacking humans. They think maybe this tiger or tigress can't find enough natural prey, so it's going after humans because they're, like, easy pickings, Which actually makes me wonder why they don't just go after the easy pickings all the time.
Not sure. Well, maybe it's more of a challenge.
Yeah, they like to challenge themselves.
I think they should. Tigers need to attack people more often, because people need to die.
Look at the San Francisco Zoo.
I mean, people get mad.
Oh, too soon? Really?
No.
People get mad at tigers for eating people, but that's the intrinsic quality and nature of a tiger. You don't get mad at pie for being delicious. You get mad at your car when it doesn't start. You don't get mad at your car when it does start. So you don't get mad at a tiger for killing and eating people. That's what it is for.
Exactly. I don't understand the whole thing where people are like, oh no, don't hurt the animals. Don't kill that delicious pig or cow. They get angry at animals for killing other animals. Like us.
Like us.
And you know, that they just need to let nature run its course.
Like wolves
and
eating cows.
The course is animals.
Owls eating dolphins.
Dolphins eating dolphins.
It happens every day.
Santa eating dolphins.
It's a circle of life.
I've eaten a few dolphins.
And I mean, look, yes, tigers are endangered, and I understand, and you know, and I'm agreeing with all of this that they should be able to go out and eat whomever they want. At the same time, while they've evolved the natural weapons of their teeth and claws and cunning and stealth, we have naturally evolved guns and explosives, and we should use our natural defenses
to blow
fight
up
back,
buffalo.
Yeah, to fight back against the tiger. I mean, well, if a rabbit had done it, a rabbit
Look,
would use
I've
it too.
I've been saying this for years, and people talk about guns and buildings and chemicals as like man-made things. Yeah, they're man-made, but they also come from nature.
Yeah, gunpowder
you
is a natural element.
Use the elements to create these things, and when people get this idea that they're not natural, I just want to blow them up with my energy beams. But I've been to the future. But yes,
you have
naturally occurring energy beams.
And I've been to the future many times, and there are a few outcomes that can happen. The first one's the planet becoming a living weapon. We just fly around in space and blow up other stuff with. The other one is that the Earth becomes a gigantic beast that devours everything and flies around in space devouring everything. Right. So I don't know what people's problems are.
I would like Commodore Bob's take on this tiger hunting and tiger killing, because I've been to your manor. I think some of us have been to Commodore Bob's upstate manor, and it is richly adorned with taxidermied exotic animals and skins and heads. So,
they usually use nuclear missiles to take down tigers nowadays. I mean, they're becoming very strong.
You know, it's for sport.
It's more like piecing them together now for taxidermy.
How do you piece something together after it's been atomically deatomized?
Very, very slowly.
Glue.
Now we're getting kinky, aren't we?
There is some good news. A woman who was lost did not die. She escaped death, much like the Revengerous always managed to do without any help. While vacationing in Iceland, this group of people noticed that one of their tourists in their party was not on the bus. They organized a search party. They were describing what she looked like. The 50-person search party were canvassing the entire area for hours until 3 a.m. when someone finally realized that the woman they were searching for was in the search party the entire time, helping them look. Because she didn't recognize the description of herself when they were saying who was missing. No one noticed that she was
It's not a very good search party.
No. But she's alive!
Like, suck party.
She searched for herself?
Yes. for hours.
And she was she at community college at the time?
She couldn't find herself? Yeah, I've done some of that. Especially in Iceland. It's a very beautiful place. They were on the edge of a volcanic canyon, so I could understand being worried that someone in your party would be lost, but that's pretty ridiculous that you don't recognize the person, and she didn't recognize herself based on the description.
That's really sad, actually.
Was it, like, the exact clothes? Because some of those descriptions can be a little foggy, like, oh, here, you know, middle-aged woman between this year and this year, she's wearing brown shoes. Like, that's it.
It says that she freshened up, So maybe she changed wardrobe and they didn't recognize her at all. But that's like some really piss poor describing ability.
Maybe the artist depicting this person was just not like, maybe they were like a shitty art student that needed a job.
I would not hire that person as a police sketch artist.
Like it's a caricature guy in the mall and like just gave him a tennis racket for no damn good reason.
He's driving a race car.
Okay, does a rapist like balloons? No, I don't think so. I don't got the rapist has balloons here. Okay.
You like sports, right? Here you go. You got a football.
This is why eyewitness testimony is like the weakest form of evidence ever, because it's like, what did that person you were sitting right next to on the bus look like? I want to say like pinkish with a nose.
Definitely pink.
Two nostrils.
He had eyes.
Yeah.
He also had two of them. Maybe.
Probably ears. I can't remember if the hair covered the ears or if they didn't have ears. But one of those two. But she's alive, so we can be happy. She did not fall into a volcano.
Damn shame.
Just wasted everyone's time.
That's or maybe it was just a big practical joke.
You know what? This isn't Iceland. It was probably those elves again.
Elves!
Fucking elves. Goddamn hobbit-looking motherfuckers.
Why would you say that?
Why would I say that?
Why would you say that?
Because we've talked about this before on the podcast.
Is there anything more annoying than elves?
I think that time that lady went with them willingly. Or invaded their personal space and they kept her.
Yeah.
That's still not okay.
That's what it was.
Well, there's not much more annoying than elves, but...
Dr. Tasty's jerky needs to be punched in the face of the week.
Speaking of Scandinavian culture, they have all those Scandinavian countries have, like, really good bike culture, like bicyclist culture. My jerk of the week are bicyclists.
Why? What do they do?
Because you see people talking about public transit infrastructure and making it easier for people who bike to get around. And you know, I think they act with like a huge self entitlement complex. They're constantly bitching about, oh, I can't bike to work without getting run over by a car, or I think motorists' lives should be harder because we need more bikes. And I think that's just them promoting, like, they have a hand in the bike industry, and they want...
It's a big bike.
The big bike. And bicyclists are usually, like, some sort of hipsters. So
the bike lobby and the hipster lobby together.
You know, they're promoting their hipster biker agenda, and I can't stand it. I can't stand pedestrians either because they're getting in the way of like everything, like all those metal boxes that should be hitting them.
So wait. It's just whatever you're not doing. Because I remember when I was walking around with you and you were a pedestrian, you were saying the same thing about bicyclists and cars.
Yeah.
So it's just whatever one you're not doing, you know, recently.
If someone gets in my way, they are a jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the week, and there's no getting around that.
But you really haven't made your case against bicycles in particular. In fact, if all the adventurists here pitch in and buy you a bicycle, this would be like an experiment to see, like, would you suddenly like cyclists and hate everything else?
Listen, we won't have to end up doing that for pitching in. We can just take one of the interns' bikes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I saw a couple of them riding around on those things, so we can just do that instead.
That's right. Make sure that you do it while they're riding the bike, and you push them down and take it.
Or just go find a hipster and yank theirs.
Yeah.
Or I could shove my big wizard staff through their spokes.
Yeah.
But then you fucked up the bike.
Just channel your key and blast them with something.
So you're down to try a bicycle and see how it changes your life?
I'm down to kill a bicyclist and take their stuff.
So wait, it's not the bicycle, it's the person riding it.
Yes.
Okay.
Guns don't kill people, bicyclists get killed by me.
There's a turn there. I gotta say, it is a little bit entitled. They get their own form of, like, traffic signaling that they only intermittently use.
Like, they don't give, like, the arm gesture thing to pedestrians. You can't just be walking down the street and then hold your arm up at a 45-degree angle and be like, well, clearly I'm turning in front of you and taking way too long to do it.
And sometimes they're like, the street is mine. And sometimes they're like, you know what? I want the sidewalk, too.
Yeah. Bicyclists, you know, the real big advocates for more bicycle culture, they talk about how, like, you know, motorists are bad drivers and they don't follow the rules and they don't follow the rules surrounding bicyclists and, you know, they don't make it easy for the bicyclists to do what they need to do. But then they're inconsistent. They, you know, like you said, they ride on the sidewalk. They sometimes wear helmets. They sometimes don't wear helmets. Sometimes they obey their own rules and sometimes they don't. Sometimes they change from being a pedestrian to being a car. And I don't get how a bike could be a car, but, you know, ask one of them. They may be able to explain it to you.
They're a menace, I tell ya. They even clipped Spider-Man.
I don't see them, their bikes changing into cars or other vehicles. Like, I don't see them transforming. If I don't see it, it's not happening.
Because they're Knight Riders.
So let me just say this. Does anyone here, full disclosure, does anyone here have a bicycle? Do you ride a bicycle? Even one with a giant front wheel?
I found a bike at one point and wheeled it onto a bridge just to chuck it off. I'm being completely serious. It was awesome when it smashed into the water and the wheel fell off. It was great.
I have an armor-plated penny farthing.
Do you want to go to a doctor and get that checked out?
No.
You know, they might want to lance it.
Oh, that's fine.
You know what's even worse than hipster bicyclists?
What's that?
It's these, like, hipsters that, like, ride their Segways around.
Oh, God, I hate those.
While they're texting people and, listening to music.
Yeah. Or when they're all in a group and like, they're like a mama duck and there's, like, a bunch of them right behind each other because they're going on a tour. Because they're like, this one isn't actually mine, but I rented it. A rental Segway. And, like, there's, like, two people that are like, I'm with the tour, I'm gonna show you. And over here, there's a building.
Speaking of segues, I think it's time to fill them in on what happened during our last adventure.
Oh, that was a big one.
Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Dear Diary, last time our heroes, the Revengers, found themselves holding the world for ransom, because they're the only ones who could end the waves of pain emitted by the glowing black maw of antimatter, formerly their fast food places, all the fault of an alien space god named Zorzor, who's glued 6 effectiveness rocks to the Eternity Mitten, and now wields ultimate power over life and death, in an attempt to garner the attentions of one Morgan Smith, currently Wendy's spokesperson, to love him not for who he is inside, but because of his omnipotent power. And now, Crisis on Infinite Earths, Chapter 3, Death of the Revengers. Or, why don't you get off your ass and do some fucking dishes? Near the blue area of a faraway moon, the mad titan Zorzor has abducted the lovely Miss Smith.
It is here that I live.
Yeah, no, it's horrible here. It's a fucking space rock without any furniture. What if I wanted to sit down and not get any moon dust on my ass?
I shall will furniture into being for you, my love, using the power of
the mitten. I got it. Yep, great. Mitten something else.
Indeed.
With a wave of his mitten fist, twin thrones burst forth from the rocky surface of the moon, called into being with his ultimate power, made entirely of Baconators.
Come, sit at my side, dearest one. From these 2 fresh, never-frozen thrones, we shall decide the fate of 1,000,000 solar systems and all who inhabit them. From this vantage point, tomorrow will be designed.
Yeah, that looks really gross. I don't want to sit there.
It is cleaner than it appears.
It can't be good for your back.
It is fine for your back, beloved.
Can't I just have a regular chair? Like, even a milk crate would do.
Still she spurns me. What will it take to win her heart?
Yeah, I'm right here. That's kind of rude.
Behold!
Wow, a huge...
75 feet tall!
French fry sculpture of...
Fried potato monument!
Dave Thomas?
Your father!
Yeah, he's not my father.
Still you mock me with lies!
I'm pretty sure I know who my dad is.
I have witnessed this!
Those commercials never say I'm his daughter.
It's very heavily implied in them.
I am an actress. They pay me money to say I eat at Wendy's. Well, I don't really eat there. I mean, sometimes. It is good.
Mistress, all I seek is your unending love and approval.
Oh, is that all?
Steal your tongue, dearest one. They approach.
I literally just don't even know what you're about here.
Meanwhile, in... The place, the dark void, openness, planets, solar systems. Yeah, that's it. Space. Meanwhile, in space.
How are we gonna make our dramatic entrance, you guys? Like, we need to think of a really badass way.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be in space, so we can't really, like, sneak up on him. You gotta,
You
have to have some spectacle to it.
Well, how do they do it in movies?
We just like explode into his area and like have like a bunch of flashing lights,
yeah,
and guitars,
like lasers,
fireworks. We need some fireworks and some pop rocks. And some snake.
Yeah, I'm thinking no matter
light, and then they just grow up a little bit.
No matter how this thing goes.
Oh, can we get those little tanks?
Smoke bombs too, and a picnic afterward, right?
Yeah.
Roman candles,
of course.
Yeah.
All of the
above. Now we're talking.
And what's our playlist? Because I can set that up on the journey here.
Journey. That's a good idea.
Yeah. All right. I'll put some of that.
Yeah.
Some
Foreigner.
Taking some from El Cocho's training playlist.
Let's just play that theme from Delta Force over and over again.
Which one was that?
How's the Delta, theme? Force, how's it Delta Force.
Delta Force. Delta Force.
Wait, we're in space, right?
Yeah.
We're going into fight.
Yeah.
Highway to the danger zone.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Because we're in a space highway. I'm gonna put space trucking on here also. Do we have like a play MP3 player on the spaceship?
Now. Wait, does it have any audio port? Does the access port? The auxiliary port.
Like,
that's what it is.
Spaceship is like from the 90s.
I got one of those little like tapes with the wires coming out the back of it.
Okay, cool.
Why do we even need to take a spaceship?
Because somebody on our team can't teleport. You know who you are.
Hell, stick it, Santa. At least I don't get around riding Bambi.
Hey, don't you bring stomach face into this. Can't even speak Spanish!
You sticky, stupido, feo bastardo.
I'm just fucking with you. I love you, big guy.
I'm surprised we even have a spaceship. I've never used it before.
What is powering this unnecessary device anyway?
Actually, it's a quite interesting little contraption. The main core of the power is the sex engine.
Wait, what?
It runs
on... pinch my nipples, I want to see.
The what? Would you?
It runs on the combined seminal and vaginal fluids and menstrual blood and this power sex magic.
You humans
and,
are fucking
a little
gross.
Bit of glucosamine.
God, it never gets weird enough for me. Where is it? I want to go
it's
see.
In the back, but you don't want to go in there. It's not pretty.
So wait, there's people having sex in the back right now?
Sex in the back.
We're waiting.
Not exactly. It's more like it runs off of a sexual energy that's bottled and mass-produced.
It's orgones. They glow like the sun.
Yeah, and specifically rough sex.
Our ship is a freak. Don't judge.
Like a freak flag fly.
No, we can judge. Dirty, dirty slut that likes it like that.
They land on a faraway cosmic moon, Lividi-Dapti, where their deadly foe already awaits their arrival.
Ah, you have arrived, just as I planned.
Well, yeah, you invited us. All right, Zorzors, You stop all your crybaby bullshit this instant. Morgan Spurlock doesn't want to date you because you're a huge alien and your face could curdle milk and nobody likes you.
And that's the nice way of breaking it to you.
Talk, talk. Let's kick his ass face in.
We're paralyzed. All except for my ability to acknowledge that we're paralyzed. Oh, there it goes.
Behold, I am more powerful than any other force in the universe. Where is the beef, you ask? It is all around you. As am I, for I have become the big bun, and I have become the quizzical old crone. I am everything. Silence!
Weird fuck.
Perhaps a display of my power is in order. You have already chosen the first of you to die.
With a wrinkle up his nose, he instantly teleports Alkocho into the vacuum of space, and his head totally explodes. Which would have looked really cool if it had not been for our own beloved Alkocho.
No!
Good, fuck him.
A more befitting death of such a noble warrior I could never imagine.
You're not very imaginative, are you?
Such is the fate of all who would betray the mighty Zorzors. With the Eternity Mitten, all annoyances shall simply cease to be.
So wait, these idiots are like, what, your arch enemies? They don't seem to pose much of a threat.
Hey, not a bad day.
These are the foolish apostates that counseled me with lies and half-truths, placing me firmly in your friend zone, from which there is no escape even for the Almighty. Is that not so, Revengerous?
Guilty.
And as Revengerous, is it not your sworn duty to assist all those wronged in the cosmos to take their righteous vengeance against said wrongdoers?
Did we do that?
Is that what we do?
No.
I don't think so.
Did they ever claim that?
It is featured in the word root of their name. This is clear.
I mean, I guess, but they're frozen. I mean, it's not very sporting. You're about as mighty and righteous as the guys who shoot holes in the heads of captive ranch cattle.
Is it a contest of champions you desire, my sweet? To display my courage and win your undying adulation and eternal worship?
I didn't say that. That's very strong verbiage.
Then you shall have it!
With a snap of his fingers, again very difficult to do with mittens, their Avengers are loosened from their mental coils and immediately spring into action.
Aha!
We're free!
Alright. Yeah. My leg was asleep because of that.
You done fucked up now, son. Come here, you little shit. We're gonna murder you up, but good.
Yeah, threat.
Poor Alkocho.
It was so upstanding. You bastard!
I could take or leave him. But you're definitely gonna die because I hate your whole dumb mouth.
It is you, five remainders, who shall perish. Perish by my mightily mitted hand. Behold how easily they crumble, my love, when I use the knowledge of their most gruesomely feared deaths against them.
How would you even know that?
Dude, omnipotent, mitten, omnipitten.
Don't you listen to any exposition? At all?
We're fine. We're invincible, remember?
The only thing I'm afraid of is being afraid of something. And I ain't afraid of nothing.
Ah, delicious physician. But are you not most mortally disturbed by California sun-made raisins?
Ugh, gross. Are you gonna make me eat fucking raisins?
Fool! You will be unmade and reformed into that which you despise most, and unceremoniously devoured by my godly gullet!
Jerk! You really suck, and I hate you!
Sweet Sindler, gosh, protect us! If he can destroy Dr. Tasty in the worst manner imaginable to him, what hope do any of us have? Wretched ends equal only to our own glorious power!
Which is why you will die in a way far beneath your station, Breshvik. As mundane and unnoteworthy a demise as your depraved fears dictate.
You mean...
That's right! Punched in the gut like Houdini!
Really? That's your greatest fear?
He went out like a bitch!
Would that even kill you?
Not normally, but...
But with this awesome Borscht Rock, all things are possible! Die, Earth Prime scum!
That is one really powerful rock.
El Cocho was right all along.
I never prepared any bitchin' last words, because this is all so outlandish.
And now, Dick Kirsch, I turn
you
to...
You seem to forget I was not present when the Revengerous gave you all that terrible advice. So I don't think your wrath applies to me. I'm not really bound to it.
It matters not, for you have cast your lot with cowards, and so share their fate.
Applesauce, that seems phenomenally unfair.
Gee, I hope that nefarious rock isn't able to Google my simultaneous fears of soul explosion and pineal gland crushery. I've never admitted out loud before.
I have only to think on that which displeases me, and the rocks make my every whim a reality. Lol.
And yet, here we are.
And here we are. I am for you, Mr. Zorzor. Have a blast from my handheld Fragigator Ray.
Such toys no longer affect me, good Commodore. For you, a most exquisite conclusion. Your molecules, smashed into a horrible singularity, the resulting black hole doomed to swallow up all that you love.
Ooh, that's good. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Incorrect. You did think of it, based upon your own deep-seated fears.
I mean, it's terrifying, yeah, but it's not one of mine.
Then what was he thinking of?
I don't know. Oh, I am afraid of that AI singularity, robots uprising and all that.
Blast! The Google Rock is set to autocomplete!
Sounds like a personal problem.
No matter. The process is already underway. That swell of panic you feel in the pit of your stomach is the tremble of a gravity well, pulling deeply into our space-time, soon to destroy the Earth, which is now overrun with killer robots.
Killer robots?
Do me next! Do me! I bet nobody has ever said that to you, you fucking virgin. Zing! What? Too soon? Just fucking with you, urinal cake. I'm actually kind of wondering what kind of kinky shit you're into.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Perhaps Santa's head is so full of fucked up shit that Zorzor's has trouble picking anyone. Perhaps Zorzor's is toying with him, giving him false hope.
Problems performing, pretty boy? I hope the tasty gives you indigestion.
I took a Zantax! You are the definition of ignorance, the living embodiment of irritation. No, I think I have just the thing for you. Or should I say, lack of a thing, to be much more accurate.
What? No. Are you blabbing about what I think you're blabbing about?
I shall make you live a life without what you literally hold most dear to you.
I am so horny for your death right now.
Exactly! You will be unable to say anything obscene or about your penis. You will be exiled to an eternity without the ability to speak or show anyone your meat stick. No!
Well, that was interesting. I guess you want me to ask what happened to that last guy who looked like Santa?
Southside's Santa form is changed and transported through time and space to a department store window in November of 1982 in Altoona, Pennsylvania. His eyes forever open, his form familiar yet foreign. Yet the repetitious melodic sounds of Here Comes Santa Claus faintly playing behind Southside Santa. Consciousness has been transformed into a robotic window display of an electric Santa Claus. Wholesome and jolly, grinding his hips at people without having his member out and the ability to yell insults ever again.
Early dead? Am I out of work again? Oh man, Connie is gonna kill me. Find out the horrible truth, and if I get SSI, in the upcoming installment of Crisis on Infinite Earths!
Yeah, wow. I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty pretty worried about the Revengerous this time.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we're going to make it through or if we've made it through.
I don't remember dying, but I might have. Do you guys remember dying?
Are we ghosts?
Are we dead?
Spooky
I could pinch
ghosts.
Myself, and it hurts.
Let's just wing it and assume we're not.
As much as pinching yourself hurts, I don't feel dead.
All right.
I feel okay.
Well, you've been dead a couple
of
times.
Somebody punch out Coach.
My leg's tingling. Oh.
Why did the roundhouse kick to the jaw?
We're not dead.
Well, maybe ghosts can punch out a ghost. Did you think of that?
No, that's ridiculous.
Well, I guess they'll have to stay tuned to find out what happens next time. And for that and many other adventures, they can go to revengerous.wikia.com and... Or just type in Revengerous into your web search browser. Lycos.com. Ask Jeeves. Could do
or
that.
Alta Vista.
Alta Vista. There you go. Do an image search. Since we're up with the times, Santa, do you have a product?
Of course I have a product that I've never used before, but I'm totally okay telling you that you should try it. I don't know if you've seen the commercials or not. But there's this spray. It's like Gold Bond, the stuff that you jerk off with.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's jerking off for old people.
Yeah, you know, it comes in a spray bottle. So you can, after you get done spraying this stuff all over, you can jam it up your ass. It's great. I've tried it just the other night while I was jerking off. And I should tell you that it was awesome. I'm telling you this because I've never actually done it, but you should go out, buy Gold Bond body spray, jam it up your ass after you're trying to masturbate with it. It's great.
Is it medicated?
No, it's over the counter.
Does it have aloe in it?
You might be able to get some with aloe. They have a foot spray too, so.
If you're one of those foot fetishists.
Yeah, then you can just jam that up your ass after you're done with it. Well, I mean, I've never done this, but I'm telling you that you should. And I'll also go out and say that I've received no money from Gold Bond as of yet for telling you all that you should go out and spray yourself completely down and enjoy the pleasures that are Gold Bond all over your body. Yep.
Well, thanks for that. Ringing endorsement, and thank you guys for joining us again. And what do we always tell them?
Get lost.
Stop touching me.
Sorry.
Show us on the doll where he touched you.
I like your robe. It smells funny.
Great power comes
the ability to do whatever you
basically.
If we can't save you,
you're fucked.
You were fucked before you were fucked. People need to die.